Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 69 for Saturday, July 5th, 2008. And, of course, to everyone in the United States, a happy, somewhat belated 4th of July to you all. And to everyone else, a happy Saturday. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell.
And I'm your co-host, David Lewis.
Mm-hmm. And PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com, as well as world domination once or twice. I'm sure David knows all about that. But he's not talking because that's secret stuff. He started, David, say something. No, okay. So, yes, so as you know, our show is recorded live, right? Every Saturday on TalkShoe.com. And so if you are listening live, there's a few people that are. We'd love to have you join us in our chat room at TalkShoe.com, or you can also call in to our show. The number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418, and you can be a part of our show today. PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams or anybody else. It's done by myself and David, which is a lot of fun, usually. Well, except when David kind of tries to give me sneaky tips, like he got some kind of big announcement planned for next week's episode.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully. I hope so. We'll find out. Otherwise, it's going to be a dull episode. Anyway,
always have something to talk about, and we never have a dull episode.
Yes, indeed. So now, last bit of housekeeping. We have our sponsor. Now, for the last 3 months, GoToMeeting has been our very nice sponsor here on PHPBB Weekly. And, of course, our friends at the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com help us get there. And I recently posted a thing on our forums on Star Trek Guide a bit about, you know, our sponsors and things like that. And so you can read a bit about that. We have sort of talked a bit about, you know, why we have sponsors. It's mostly about because, you know, David and I volunteer our time to do this. The show does have some small costs associated with it, so things like that. But we have GoToMeeting that's agreed just recently this past week to stick with us for another 3 months, which is exciting. But what's even more exciting is that when you endorse something, but you still have things you want to see happen in this thing, and dreams do come true. This Monday, on July 7th, they're releasing a brand new version of GoToMeeting, and this is great. And David, you might be interested in this. The new version is going to have 100% native Macintosh support for Mac OS X.
Okay, cool. and I thought it worked for Mac already.
Apparently it works for Mac, but I was just told, you know, there's a guy who looked at this. He says, he got this email, said, then GoToMeeting version 4.0 will have 100% Mac support. It's going to have exactly the same feature set on the Mac as the PC users have had. Apparently Mac users have had sort of a limited feature set up to now, but on Monday they have a new version, like, fully native, I presume universal for Intel and all that fancy stuff.
This is good news.
Yeah. Also, it's going to have voice over IP or VoIP built in. Mm-hmm. So
that's good also, because normally you would just show the desktop and then you would be over a phone to mm-hmm. do the conference call.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. And I think one of the main reasons for that is, again, they're you could tell the Mac users are on the rise. And
oh, yes.
So if they don't support Mac in the same way that they do with the Windows software, they're going to have some problems with their clientele. So that's a good thing.
So you got Mac support, and now you've got Voice over IP built in, and so you can now use it via the computer and your microphone on there instead of having to do it on the phone. And who knows, maybe if the 30-day free trial was a full-time free trial, maybe we would do that instead of TalkShoe for our show. Who knows? But with GoToMeeting, in addition to those wonderful features starting on Monday, you can show everyone your computer desktop on their computer screens, so you can get more done in less time. So you can try GoToMeeting free right now or on Monday when the new version comes out for 30 days at gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. And it's great to have GoToMeeting joining us once again as our sponsor on PHP BB Weekly. Okay, so to start out, we have asked Patrick O'Keefe to come back on for a segment because I was browsing the web this past week, now that I've gotten back from all of my various world and local travels, and I was on phpbbhacks.com this past week, and I saw a big banner on the top of phpbbhacks.com talking about phpbbhacks.com idle. It says win big prizes. So Patrick O'Keefe is joining us today to tell us a bit more.
Hey, Doug. How's it going? Hey, David.
Hello, Patrick. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Patrick.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Glad to have you on again.
So tell us a bit about this contest that you'd recently began running a few weeks ago.
Well, this sort of American Idol hybrid-inspired cross between different games we call phpbbhacks.com Idol. Basically, it's a competition that I put together, and I saw as an opportunity to encourage PHPBB3 development and customization and also reward a couple of authors, one hack author, one style author, with some great prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the way it works is pretty simple. Basically, you submit a new hack or a style to phpbbhacks.com, one that we haven't listed previously. It doesn't have to be one you just created on the fly, but maybe one you haven't got around to submitting yet.
Hint, if you haven't submitted anything to phpbbhacks.com, this is a gold mine.
Right, this is a good opportunity to jump right in. And then those downloads will be taken, and depending on how many we receive, we'll either go use 16 or 32 and put them in a tournament format. If you're familiar with kind of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, it's kind of a tree tournament where you have people going one-on-one, and then they advance to the next round. We're going to kind of take that format and use it through voting, through polls in the forums, where people can vote for their favorites, similar to American Idol, to move on to the next round. And then through the rounds, we'll progress from 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 finally, and then we'll have one winner in each of the hacks and styles category, and those winners will receive some pretty cool prizes.
So you say it's like American Idol, so who's Simon?
We don't have, well, I don't know, is there a
Patrick
user on the
Simon.
Site that's,
Patrick, you could
yeah,
be a good Simon.
No, there's not really judges in that sense. I don't really take the Simon role. I'm kind of positive and kind of push the people along.
But you're not going to go and write reviews of every single mod that goes through?
I'm more Paula.
I'm a huge Simon fan, I have to say.
I've never seen American Idol. The only reason that I know who Simon is was because he made a cameo on the DVD version of Shrek 2 back in 2004.
Right, yeah, I saw that. No, I don't watch the show myself, really. I've seen a few minutes of it here or there, but I don't watch it. I watch the shows that come after it sometimes, like House.
Mm-hmm.
But we do. I'm sorry.
Do you remember when? Let's see, who was it? Melinda Doolittle was in the competition a year ago. You may or may not.
Oh no! Here we go. We're just forget PHBB.
Okay. I don't.
We were rooting for her because we knew her in person, so that was kind of cool. But other than that, I don't think I've watched many of the other episodes.
Okay,
I think I've watched just a here or there. But
so none of us have watched American Idol and Good Riddance. So it's mostly just going to be like a popularity. It's mostly just a popularity contest among the
American Idol. Is, yeah, it's, but that's because of the way they vote.
No, I mean phpbb.hacks.com Idol.
Right, right. I think that's in part it definitely is because, you know, it's really there aren't judges. It's really up to the members of our support forums to vote as they see fit. And we're not going to put forward like, you know, vote for what you think is most useful or best or, you know, this is an Idol inspired competition and people vote for who they want to win. They can use whatever metrics they like. They can say, you know, this hack is more useful. This style's more aesthetically pleasing. So we'll go with that one. Or
hey,
we like
this
guy better.
We like this guy.
Yeah, that as well. We like this guy better. I want to see him win this. He deserves it. He needs it. Whatever the criteria may be is for them to decide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, you said
it is
you were
a popularity contest, but there's certainly nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
You say you're doing this with up to 32. What if you get more than 32? Like, what if you get 64 submissions? Will you add an extra round?
Well, I don't think so. I think I explained this kind of in the announcement thread, but what we're going to do is each author – well, let's say we have – let's go with 16. We have 8 authors who submit the downloads. We're going to get more than that, but let's say we have 8. And then all 8 of those authors will be guaranteed one slot. And then we'll go to people who submitted 2 or more, and each of those authors will be given a slot. And let's say we get to – who has 3 or more, and there is maybe 3 slots left with 5 authors. We'll randomly select those 3 authors, and then they'll get those final 3 slots.
So if you have, like, extras beyond, like, the 16 or the 32 limit, you're just going to have to – you have some kind of way of determining which ones get to go into the tournament, which ones kind of get screwed, so to speak.
Well, like I said, any author who submits a download up to 16, or if we go with 16 or up to 32, if we submit to 32, we'll get at least one download in there. Someone can't stuff it up, let's say, make 50 submissions and get all 16 slots. That's not how it won't work that way. It's not designed to work that way.
So you're only in trouble if you have 33 authors.
Not in trouble. I mean, that's the competition, right? We can't have a tournament with 33 people. You know, so it's just the format is, how it works out to be. We're not going to have every submission in there, but hopefully we'll have every author if it goes that way. But, you know, we have to see how it shakes out, what the final numbers end up being.
Okay. How about these? You got a lot of prizes here. I don't know how you did it, because it was hard enough for me to scrounge up enough prizes for our giveaway back in May. What do you got?
I felt that it really needed to have at least one prize that really jumped out to you and said, you know, hey, you really want this, you know, this is a really neat prize. This is worth participating for. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to friends of mine, contacts I have, you know, whatever, and reached out to a few companies and individuals and said, hey, you know, I've got this idea. You know, we're going to have this competition. I think it's beneficial to your brand to get it out there, to be in front of people. And, you know, in exchange, we want you to buy this prize and give it to the winner. And the response was very good. I hooked up with Chitika, which is an ad network, chitika.com, Chitika. I hooked up with W3 Markup and SitePoint. And those three provided some big-time prizes in the form of with Chitika and W3 Markup, they sponsored the winner's choice of one of the following: an Xbox 360 with 20 gigabyte hard drive, a PlayStation 3 with a 40 gigabyte hard drive, an Asus EEE PC 4G Surf, an Arco 605, an Apple iPod Touch 16 gigabyte, or an Amazon Kindle. And then beyond that, we have – and that's for each winner. The hack and Styles gets to their own choice. Mm-hmm. And also, each one receives a big package from SitePoint, which is one of the world's leading web development communities. That package includes 4 books, the ones for the Styles author are more toward design, the ones for the for the hack author are more toward programming. And then on top of those 4 books, they get $100 worth of credits from the SitePoint Marketplace, which is a classified ad system where you can sell Styles, you can post jobs, you can post websites for sale, and various other web development-related items and services, and then also 2 ebooks of their choice from the SitePoint library. On top of that, we have a number of publishers on board. Amicom came through with my book, Managing Online Forums, as well as a pair of others that they published that I picked. O'Reilly's also on board with related books to each of the specific fields. A-Press put it in the PHPBB book that my friend Jared Smith co-wrote. as well as another more recent book. PACT also did the same with their PHPBB book that my friend Jeremy Rogers and a couple of others co-wrote, and also a recent book as well. So both packages are worth, it's kind of a standard price, not full retail. I just took prices from Amazon and used that since I feel that's more realistic. Mm-hmm. Both prizes are over $900, $915.48 for the Hacks Idol winner and mm-hmm. $921.56 for the Styles Idol winner.
But the only thing you forgot was to throw in a bucket of free time to attack all those books.
Right. Well, you know, put them in a pile and take the one on top and, you know, maybe stick mine on top.
I mean, I count 16 books here, including those two e-books from SitePoint. 16.
Yep, that's correct. 16 books. So,
Patrick,
you know, you've
you
got
don't know how hard it was for me to find time to read your book. And that was
right.
In April.
I mean,
if it wasn't, if I had to do it, read that in May, it would not be done to this moment.
Well, you know, I just kind of wanted to get kind of as much stuff as I could within reason, kind of threw it out there to a number of different people, publishers, companies, and like I said, great response. And we just, everyone who said yes, we brought them on board to just max it out.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. You're obviously getting a lot of reading in. And if you get the Kindle, then you can read all of your books on there.
Right, that's true. Yep, my book has just came out on the Kindle, actually, I think the day before yesterday.
Oh, wow. I have a friend I want to link to then, because she loves her Kindle, and I think it's ridiculous. I don't like the idea of a Kindle, but whatever. It has its niche. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
So you've been doing this thing for a few weeks now. There's only a week left for submissions, but next Saturday, July 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern is your deadline for submitting the mods to or styles for PHPBB3 to phpbbhacks.com. What happens after that?
Well, after that, what I'll do is go through the submissions and kind of fill out the brackets as I described to you with the authors who have one submission or more going first. Each author gets one in there, and then if we move on to two and three and four. And what I plan to do with the authors that have multiple submissions is to email them and ask them what ones they'd like to put forward, if it's more than we can allow. So let's say they submitted five and they have three slots. So I'm going to email them and give them 48 hours to let me know what three they want in. If they don't get back to me within 48, then I'll just have to randomly select them. And then from that, we will go to the tournament formats that I described.
Okay. And when does the voting start?
Voting should start 2 days after it closes, since I want to give authors, like I said, 48 hours. So we'll hopefully have poll threads going July 14th. That's the plan, and that's what I expect will happen. And then voting rounds will last 4 to 5 days each, I believe. 5 if we go to 16, 4 if we use 32. And
so
we'll just progress through that.
So you do like one poll per day?
No, one round per 4 to 5 days. So,
okay.
For instance, in the first round, if we do 16, we'll have 16 polls. And
so it'll be a few weeks before you get two winners.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was hard to balance out kind of the different needs. The first need to allow authors time to get downloads in. The second need to actually allow people to vote and have mm-hmm. time to get, you know, some votes. Maybe not a lot, but at least, a handful of votes. And then enough time where it's not so long that people get tired of waiting.
Yeah.
So kind of putting those three in together, we came up with this format, which is going to last about a month and a half total.
Okay. David, do you want to say anything?
That sounds cool. What can I say? I like the idea.
David, are you going to submit any mods?
I'm thinking about it.
Hmm.
I might submit the ACP ad user mod.
Hey.
But I'm not sure. I don't know. I'd kind of like to see other mod authors get those prizes, so I'm not really wanting to submit it for that reason.
I hear you. Besides, the ACP ad user mod is one you ripped off of my PHPBB2 version.
No, that was coincidence. That was completely coincidence. I did not rip it off of yours.
I know. I'm kidding.
There is not one single line that's similar in that mod, I'll bet you.
Ding, 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 round one.
What?
Ding, 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 round one. I'll stand between you.
Patrick,
this corner, we have weighing in at... No, I'm just kidding.
You don't want to know what my weight is. Patrick, you would be a good salmon.
Yeah, I would probably let other authors do that. So
Yeah. Sure. Well, you're welcome to submit a hack or a mod or whatever and get it in. And we're happy to have any submissions from anyone. So, you know, I appreciate the interest and the kind words for the competition.
And we'll definitely be watching the contest on this show. And I think actually when you guys get a winner, I think we'll make them both the mod and style of the week.
Yeah. See, Douglas, the problem is that I'm fairly popular and I don't want to use that to my advantage.
I don't want to enter because you know you'd win.
Eagle,
it's in the bag.
Igor might win if he submitted something because he's pretty popular too.
Yeah, but it didn't stop the PSPBB teams from entering my giveaway. I was lucky because they randomly drew and they didn't win anything, so I thought it was okay because, quite frankly, I think they got stuff. Okay, so I just wanted to get Patrick to come on to talk a bit more about this contest that he's doing, and thanks, Patrick, for coming on. And if you have some PHP BB3 mods or styles hanging around, you could win some prizes, which is exciting. And definitely better prices than I could round up here on PHP BB Weekly. So anyway, Patrick, good luck with that, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks again for having me.
Sure, no problem. Always love to have you come on the show because you're always offer some great comments, great insight, and great prizes too. Okay, this is the episode that I'm quite excited, and so I'm going to be doing most of the stuff on this episode. Obviously, David's still here; you can chirp in wherever. I'm very excited, and David's going to be doing a bunch of stuff later this month with London Invasion and a bunch of things. So it's about time I get a chance to take charge of an episode for once, but I'm very excited to get to talk about PHP BB2 once again. It's been a long time since I've gotten to really focus on PHP BB2, but the mod team gave me a good excuse this week. When on Monday, Tara Frost on the mod team released EasyMod version 0.4.0, the first release of EasyMod in over 2.5 years. The previous release, 0.3.0, came out back in November 2005. Interestingly enough, 1 week after I joined the mod team. It shows you how long it's been.
Hey, Douglas, sorry to interrupt you for a second. I have an interesting question for you.
Okay.
Do you mind bringing somebody who's rather well-known in the PHPV2 world as a guest on?
Who?
David Rathbun.
Okay. After is he going to talk about EasyMod or?
I thought PHPBV2 episode. He's rather interested in that. So I was just talking with him on IRC just a second ago, and he's jumping on Skype. So I thought that would kind of be cool to have him on here because he was a big PHPBV2 guy. He did a lot of mods for PHPBV2. He was very involved in PHPBV2 and also EasyMod. So I thought that might be interesting to listen to him as well.
Okay, this is totally unscripted. How about this, yeah, David?
That's fine.
You send me his info and I'll add him and I'm done talking about EasyMod.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Totally unscripted, this stuff that just happens. This is what we do on the show. It's whatever. So, EasyMod 0.4.0, it kind of surprised me because I didn't think that they would be doing any more with Easy Mods, considering they're getting ready to, retire PHP BB2 and all that. But this is the long-awaited version of Easy Mod that finally adds support for Mod X, both version 1.0 and 1.2.0 of Mod X. And it's about time, because this is the whole point of Mod X was for, to make Easy Mod and the upcoming Mod Package Manager, also known as Blinky, be able to install stuff much easier. So, I'm very glad to see this out, and so I went right ahead and downloaded EasyMod and gave it a try.
So, mainly this release of EasyMod has been what is currently in the trunk. Mm-hmm. It's been there for a while, but it just hasn't been released yet. And so they went ahead and released it. It's got a lot of fixes. Mm-hmm. I think it's got a couple new features. I hadn't followed it at all.
well, I had. So that's what I'm here for.
So what's new in EasyMod 0.4?
I went ahead and installed PHP BB2 for the first time in quite a few months, which I was very glad. Most, other than the addition of modX support, the rest of it's mostly bugs. So just give a little bit of history though about EasyMod, because we have not talked about it much. I think I talked about it like on episode 4 or 5 or something like that. So it's been a long time. EasyMod was originally done by Craig, also known as Nutsy99, the guy with the king of the dancing cows.
Yeah, and he was a nut.
Yeah, he was a former leader of the mod team right before Eric took over in early 2005. And EasyMod, along with Spelling Cow, which was another venture he did, which is pretty much dead now that every web browser out there has a built-in spell checker, he got EasyMod together as a thing to automatically be able to read official mod template files and be able to install mods entirely automatically. And I must say, it saved my life back when I first got into using PHP BB2 and modding, because I was pretty bad at installing mods. I broke every rule in the book at the time, not unknowingly. And so EasyMod was actually how it helped me actually be able to use the process of installing mods properly. I first used it back when it was in alpha, version 0.0.11 was the first version of EasyMod I used. Back then, David, stop IMing me while I'm talking. It's distracting. And so, after doing that for a while, after he stopped being with the mod team, the mod team themselves took over EasyMod development, and it's passed down a couple of mod team members throughout its history. And so the most recent version was version 0.3.0, which, despite being beta and being so low of a version number, is actually quite stable. Only works with the text template, but, you know, it's able to copy files as determined using the official mod template. Could install SQL instructions, do all the open finds and replaces, and it had a whole bunch of different means of doing that. And interestingly enough, if you've ever tried using the automatic update package for PHP BB3, that's very much based on technologies from EasyMod. The ability to be able to go ahead and write in the changes manually into the actual files and then FTP them into place, or else if FTP wasn't compatible, it would allow you to download the changed files and be able to upload them without, and the changes were non-destructive because they sort of just patched in by themselves. So not quite a patch, a PHP way of doing it, but that's sort of how EasyMod was set to work. And so that's sort of what we had with EasyMod, and that's also what the mod package manager for PHP BB3 was going to be based on. And interestingly enough, when I was on the mod team, and we were all just using PHP BB2 validation at the time, we actually used EasyMod as a way of testing whether it was compatible with the mod template, because if it was installed with EasyMod, the mod template was good and it would work on a vanilla PHP BB installation. So that's what we did then. I'm sure now that you guys are doing everything with PHP BB3, you're not using it anymore, David.
Yeah, no, not with PHP BB3, obviously, but mm-hmm. Of course Blinky is inspired by EasyMod.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually used EasyMod on my own boards, because I did run PHP 2 for over a year.
Yeah.
So I did use it to install mods
mm-hmm.
on my own board. But I also used EasyMod one last time right before I joined the mod team.
Mm.
So, yeah, I know exactly how it works. But that was kind of interesting. I was like, hey, Douglas, how does this work? Because it's been so long since I used it.
Was I the one that showed you how to use EasyMod?
Yes, you were.
It's been a little while.
Actually, it has, yeah.
Top down, I got to your question in a bit. So, yeah, and EasyMod is really cool because it's like the only mod that installs itself. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course Blinky is that, you know, we don't say it's anything like EasyMod, but you know, a lot of PHP 2 people understand EasyMod, so it's easiest to say, well, Blinky is like the PHP 3 version of EasyMod. But Blinky does a whole lot more. It's mod manager for those who are wondering what the heck Blinky is.
It means
Pac-Man. Actually, package manager. So Pac-Man, Blinky,
whatever.
You get the idea. Yeah. But again, that is inspired off of EasyMod. So that's, you know, that's where it got its start.
Mm-hmm. So the new version of EasyMod 0.4.0 is pretty much exactly the same as the old one. In fact, same to the point where, you know, I wish they would sort of bring it up. It still has a lot of legacy stuff that's old. It still has this ridiculous concept of EasyMod compliant, which is a made-up standard, and it has caused so much grief for the mod team that Nutsy came up with this idea, because there are all these people that try to put EasyMod up in the title of their thing, and EasyMod compliance doesn't even exist, and so it's a bunch of craziness. But it does support, now does recognize and support ModX files. So if you have one of those XML things with the ModX spec, EasyMod will recognize it, and it'll also show the little ModX inside icon that, you know, the mod team has, and I presume it's trademarked and copyrighted to death. Probably not, but whatever. As far as my testing could show, it seems to work pretty much just like installing a regular text template file. I wasn't able to test very accurately if it was any faster or not, because it takes some time to read and it takes some time to apply the patches. So I can only presume that it's just lighter in terms of code and memory stuff and all that things you can use. So someone can go out and run tests on it between a XML ModX template and a text template, and you can figure that out. It was kind of hard for me to find some mods that actually, for PHP-BB2, that actually were in ModX, because, as you know, for PHP-BB2, ModX is not required. They require it for PHP-BB3, so the real test will be when Blinky comes out, you can install the ModX versions of PHP-BB3 mods entirely automatically, which is the main goal here.
But we actually use Blinky to validate mods, to mm-hmm. test mods, to make sure that they can install for PHP-BB3. So Blinky, which is in the SVN repository and code on the PHP-BB code forge.
Code.phpbb.com. Can't talk anymore.
People do use that, and it's actually, we do encourage mod authors to use it to ensure that their mods can be installed using Blinky. Mm-hmm. So because if Blinky, all Blinky does is it just installs based on the spec. So as long as the mod author created the modX correctly and the package correctly, the mod will install. And sometimes you have a few mistakes and stuff like that. But it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. So there were a couple of bugs that I did find. I tested a few mods. I tested Terrafrost's Birthdays mod, which is a big mod for PHP-BB2. I went back and found my old advanced version check mod, which I did in ModX on the last version, and installed that for PHP-BB2. So those are the two I try with ModX. The one issue I found, which is kind of minor, is in the first step of EasyMod, it actually shows you every action that it was able to interpret out of the mod template file, and it shows you what line it's on. Every single action was on line 0. So that was a little odd. The line numbers weren't working there. Overall, installs pretty nicely. The one glitch is, for some reason, it worked fine with the birthdays mod. My mod, it didn't seem to understand what the copy function did correctly, but I wasn't able to reproduce that anywhere else. It still works great with the text template, of course, and it pretty much still is the same. Well, not the same as it's been before. It has a couple of quirks, so it's not. It really isn't a 1.0.0 version, but it's fairly stable. It has not changed very much for the 2.5 years that it's been sitting there. So Top Down in the chat room asked then, what's the point of having EasyMod for PHP-BB2 if they're getting ready to retire PHP-BB2? I really think that the main reason that they did this was not so much for EasyMod's sake, because with PHP-BB2 being retired, I really would bet that this is going to be the last major version of EasyMod. However, I think the way they did this was they wanted to test out, through release, their implementation of the ModX support within EasyMod, within familiar territory, in terms of how EasyMod works, knowing that it was already working with the text template, make sure that the ModX spec is working, probably to get an idea of Blinky. At least that would be my best guess. I'm obviously not on the mod team. David, you are on the mod team. What do you think?
Well, it's I think it was released because, of course, that they just were like, you know what? I think there's a couple security enhancements or fixes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at it and said, you know what? This is a pretty good SVN trunk, you know, as far as the stability goes. Let's go ahead and release it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and release the updated version, get the security fixes out there, get those new features out there. And, you know, it's most likely going to be last time EasyMod would be updated you know, people pretty much have between now and February to really use it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people will continue to use it even beyond that point, but really its big usage is going to be between now and January, February of 2009. So it's like, well, it doesn't really make sense to release it any later than now. So
yeah.
Might as well just release it now.
Besides, quite frankly, a lot of cases when you're going to retire something, you sometimes like to give a last push. Like, for example, the retirement of PHP BB2 was announced almost right after the last version of PHP BB2 was released, version 2.0.23. So that kind of gives you an idea. It's kind of one last push out there so that when you're retiring it, you try to make it the last set of bugs you can, get them try to fix. So whoever decides to last pass your retirement period, you can sort of, you know, keep them happy, so to speak. So there are probably a couple of reasons why to get this out, but I know that for a lot of people who don't like having to deal with ModX manually, I don't really like having to install mods manually off of the XSL layout. In fact, personally, when ModX first came out, I bypassed the XSL. I actually went to the source code of ModX and installed the mod for that way because I didn't like that XSL.
You didn't like how it rendered in the browser?
No. It's hard. It wasn't as flexible as copying it out of a text template file. It feels so much more natural to me personally to copy it out of the text template and be able to do it that way. That's why I would just go and open the ModX source code and copy it out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Until you guys got some kind of an automatic thing like EasyMod 0.4 or the soon-to-be-released Blinky Mods Manager, whatever you call it. Until then, I really think ModX, even with the style sheet, is not the best way to do it. Now, granted, you guys have made some improvements to the style sheet since then, which makes it a bit better than it was when it first came out. But I'm still sort of on the, you know, it's not as flexible as having a text file in front of me.
As far as just copy pasting goes, yeah, it's kind of interesting because PHP2 mod authors seem mostly kind of split between the text template and ModX. I think most of them like the text template more than they like ModX, or at least the loud ones do. For new people, mod authors that have really just gotten into PHP 3, they really most of them seem to really like ModX. But it's what it does is it's easier to generate using an automatic generator. It's easier to use as an installer, to use as a preview on sites and stuff like that, because it's, you know, parsing out a text template can be quite cumbersome. Yeah, whereas the ModX, in the XML language, it's much more extensible and easier to manage.
And that's kind of why you guys did ModX for tools like EasyMod and the upcoming Package Manager.
Mm-hmm.
The goal, which has taken longer to be met, because ModX became a spec that became a mod team standard 2 years ago, back in 2006, when I was still on the mod team. That's when it became a standard. Only just now have we gotten something for PHP BB2 that can install it automatically. We're still waiting for something for PHP BB3. And even then, I wouldn't entirely trust EasyMod if I was still using a PHP BB2 board full-time. I still wouldn't trust EasyMod for installing everything because I'm the kind that kind of likes to be able to get it in there, do it manually, make sure it's all done right. So you have to be able to get a system that feels stable enough that people can trust it and trust using it entirely. And that's not something that EasyMod has achieved yet, which is why, even though it is fairly stable, it's still at 0.4.0. Because you can still tell there's the quirks in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have quirks, you know, of course, but I think Blinky will be a little bit further along, you know, and has more advanced coding. You know, it's using the PHP 5 OOP and whatnot. So it's going to be a little bit more advanced. It'll do a little bit more, but hopefully we'll have some more developers working on it than we had on Blinky.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully it can be more stable. And, of course, working with the PHP 3 framework, which is overall a little bit easier than the PHP 2 framework, I know you probably don't agree with that, but it's my view anyway, then, you know, it is going to be a little bit easier to do certain things in.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get Dave Rathbun on here, as you asked, as soon as Skype says that he exists. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. And David, you can do the honors. Hello, David. Dave. Whatever. Dave, right?
Yes, Dave. David, either one.
Okay. We have David and Dave, so we'll have to do Dave for you.
I go by David, and we say Dave is Dave Rathbun is Dave, so that makes it a little bit easier, I think, because there's three Davids on the team at the moment.
Thanks for Daving into that for us.
Well, welcome, Dave.
Thanks.
And I know Dave is a bit of a PHPB2 fan. You know, he has worked with PHPB2 extensively, done a lot of modding with his own site. He has a PHPB doctor site. And
what's the give me the link to that.
Dave, you might want to post that in the chat room. I don't remember the exact link to it. I could probably pull it off my history, but or it just might be phpbdoctor.com.
That's all it is.
What is it?
Okay,
phpbdoctor.com.
Get rid of that.
But anyway, so you've been pretty involved in the mod community, especially with phpbv2, and so I wanted to hear from you a bit on this particular episode, being the retro episode for us.
We've been talking about the new version of EasyMod, so.
Yeah, I joined in about probably about 90% of the way through.
With the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I got to figure out how to. Hold on.
I think Dave is trying to talk and do something at the same time.
Having some technical issues.
No, probably not technical. He's probably just trying to, you know, it's like when you're trying to talk to somebody and talk on a podcast at the same time.
While we're waiting in the convention, briefly, apparently David reminded me of this, but via the sort of timetable for the PHP BB2 retirement, July 1st, which is last Tuesday, on that day, it became effective that new PHP BB2 mods are no longer being accepted into the mods database, other than mods that had already been submitted, of course. You guys will still validate those. But at this point, unfortunately, you can no longer submit brand new mods for PHP BB2 to the mod database, unless, of course, you're submitting security updates. Those will
Security updates allowed. Other updates aren't, and new mods aren't.
Yeah. Security updates will still be accepted until February, at which point those go too.
Okay, so you know, yeah.
And also,
oh, do you know? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, also you guys have also made the mod writers discussion and mod requests forums for PHP BB2 read only, and the mods in development forum is no longer accepting new topics. Replies are still good, no new topics on there.
Mm-hmm. And of course, mod database releases still accepts new replies.
Mm-hmm. So,
the problem with Dave's Rathbun is he was hearing the TalkShoe audio as well as the Skype audio.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a little bit hard to follow because the TalkShoe audio was on about a 2-second delay, and the echo was not good.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. It's hard because we don't have you called in via TalkShoe. We have you on my back door entrance.
Which is actually better, higher quality.
Indeed.
Okay, so to get back to where we were starting, I appreciate the invitation.
You have David to thank for that.
Okay, so Dave, what were your thoughts on the EasyMon before we close that topic out real quick?
I like the idea. I like the concept. I didn't ever use the actual product from the PHPBB group. What I did was take some of the concepts and I ended up writing my own kind of version of EasyMod for my personal use in Perl,
really?
Which of course is, completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept is excellent and I hope we can really see them, make it work for the PHPBB3 without some of the concerns I think that various folks had. And I think rightfully so for the EasyMod version for version 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
David, this is your show.
I do remember you talking about that. Actually, Dave, when we sat down to lunch in Texas with Dave, Francis and I did, Dave gave us the elevator presentation over lunch and had a lot to do.
Elevator? What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Haven't you ever heard of an elevator presentation?
No.
you've got time from the bottom floor to the top floor to pitch your idea. That's all you've got.
Okay.
Okay. So you're riding the elevator with your bot or with the CEO of your company,
uh-huh.
And you've got from the bottom floor to the top floor to pitch your idea to the boss. So that's basically what that term comes from.
Yeah.
Except you better hope you're working in the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I bought dessert so that lunch lasted longer.
Yes. And may I suggest, if Dave ever invites you over to his house for dinner, take the opportunity. His wife is an excellent cook.
Okay.
As am I.
David, you're giving us totally random stuff that I don't think anyone cares about. Why did you ask for David to come on the show? This is your chance.
All right. So anyway, moving on, Douglas, from that to the mods and the mod – the mod topics or the mod forums, as we discussed back in the several weeks ago, I guess it was a couple months ago, really, with
a long time
retirement of PHPBB2, the timeline for the mod topics or the mod forums, July 1st was the time where we would basically close down all new replies, new topics to the mods in development. And completely close off the mod requests. So that sort of thing obviously happens now. And in the second phase, doesn't happen until February mm-hmm. of 2009, when we won't be accepting anything from PHPBB2 at all. So
yeah.
Here for security updates only from the PHPBB.com.
Mm-hmm. So slowly but surely, is the Styles team doing anything about retirement?
They have not posted their update on it.
Because
the Styles, as you know, the Styles demo is finally going.
Yes.
They've been validating Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this is kind of a good thing to bring up because they have been validating Styles, but so far none have been approved.
For PHPBB3, yeah.
actually, for both, PHPBB2 and PHPBB3, they did validate for both.
Hmm.
But for PHPBB2,
only,
I think they didn't
denying,
accept
huh?
What?
They're only denying Styles?
Well, they didn't find anything that they could approve yet. So, and that probably has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, when people submitted these Styles, it was before PHPB 3.0.1. And, you know, it was before Gold, in fact. So you
mm-hmm.
had a lot of RC Styles, and Styles changed. So now it's got to be up to the current spec, which is 3.0.2, RC2, really.
Mm-hmm.
3.0.2 is just on the horizon, but also for PHPBB2 styles, I'm not really sure exactly what the difference is there, but I know they are validating those styles now, and that was one of the main reasons that they brought Prototech on the team, was to help with validation. Now that the demo is going there, they're doing a lot more validation now.
Mm-hmm.
So
now you can actually look at the styles database and actually be able to see what you're about to download.
Right. And you know, of course, I haven't looked at the Stylus demo recently, so I don't know what's in there, but I don't think anything has been approved yet.
Not for 3. 2 has everything.
Yeah, 2 has – yeah. Okay, so the demo is up for the existing approved PHBB2 styles.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool to see, actually.
Mm-hmm. I've got – the style of the week comes from there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so – and then, of course, 3.0 – there hasn't been anything approved yet on that one, but soon to come, hopefully.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to – David, this was your idea to bring Dave on the show. Is there anything you wanted to talk with him about? Or?
Well, actually, just wanted him to comment on some of these things because he's a big PHP 2 guy, and I'm not.
Okay.
So, Dave, feel free to chime in. Because I am not a PHP V2 guy. I'm more of a PHP 3 guy. I'm like, you know what? Let's move on to PHP 3. And Dave actually pulled me aside one more time. He's like, hey, PHP 2 is good too. I'm like, yeah.
It is. David, think about this. There would not be a PHP BB3 without PHP BB2. Because
absolutely.
If there was no PHP BB2, then PHP BB3 would be PHP BB2.
Yes.
Think about that.
Getting very very zen-like here.
Yeah.
I guess maybe to rewind a little bit back to some of the comments y'all were making earlier, I absolutely understand and support the decision of the
lost him.
Yep. I think I know what he was going to say, though. But yeah,
he's going to say he absolutely understands and supports the decision of the PHPBB teams. And personally, I understand but don't support the decision. I understand. We've gone through that a couple of times in this show. I don't support it, though. Not yet.
Yeah, he does. I think, you know, being a programmer, software engineer, you understand the progression of software from one version to the next. And, you know, you understand that one version's got to move on. You know, it has to progress to the next version. And although he's a big PHP 2 fan, he has been a full supporter of the decision to move from PHP 2 to PHP 3 and the retirement of PHP 2, not just moving to PHP 3, because we had to make the decision to continue supporting PHP 2, which meant continue to develop for it. Or do we drop support for it, drop development for it? What I meant by development, I mean maintenance. Your maintenance updates, security updates, that sort of thing, which all takes time out of developing for 3.0. And I think as we heard from Nils a couple episodes ago on the Joomla Day podcast, that the development team is very motivated to get 3.2 developed and released in a timely fashion. Not like it took 2.2 and eventually 3.0 to get released, but they want to get 3.2 out the door quickly.
Maybe next June?
I don't know, and of course they don't know either.
Yeah, well, I'm just making dates up. You know, it'd be cool if that was a graduation gift for me. Yeah, I know. I totally agree about the transition to 3 and all that stuff. It's just euthanasia is painful.
It is.
You guys are euthanizing PHPBB2.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say too that while I do understand and support the decision, it hasn't impacted or changed my intention to continue using version 2, probably for another year and a half. Indeed. At least.
Just like the PHP group's decision on PHP 4. My web host, I just checked this morning, my web host still is using PHP 4.4.7.
And there's plenty of those out there.
Indeed.
There probably will be for quite some time, despite the PHP decision to essentially make obsolete version 4 and try to push everybody to 5. That's not the main reason I'm staying. I don't think I'm unique in some of the folks that are out there that have worked a lot on their boards and either like the way it's working and are happy with it, or feel like they can't move to version 3. I know I've seen plenty of people that have posted that they can't move because of so many mods, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, David will come back with, well, if you've got so many mods, it's because you needed to add so many features, and version 3 is so much better. So, I mean, the discussion goes back and forth. But the way I figure it, I've got one board that is fairly large, and so moving it is going to be a relatively major endeavor. Mm-hmm. And I do this in my spare time, and spare time, as everybody related to PHPBB understands, can wax and wane. So based on how much time I have, I figure realistically it's going to be 18 months before I even start considering moving on to version 3. Yeah. Does that mean I'm going to miss having the version 2 boards available at .com? Yes, I will miss them because that's part of the area where I hang out. Mm-hmm. But the alternatives that are out there, and I think I read on your site that you're going to have Patrick on this podcast.
Patrick
a little bit
was
later.
On earlier. Yeah.
He was on earlier.
Just
okay.
Briefly.
So his board probably won't change. I didn't hear his part, but I'm guessing he's probably still running version 2 now.
Oh, yeah. He's not moving anywhere anytime soon.
So, sure. And there are other boards out there that will take up where .com has let people go. And so I don't see that as being a massive problem. It's just going to be an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think, with PHPBB 2, of course, somebody who has modified PHPBB 2 or installed as many mods as you have, you understand the code pretty thoroughly.
Absolutely.
And so, you're not afraid to work with it. You're not, you don't have any problem with working with it. And so it's not like, you need to go get support. But it's always nice to I understand how it's nice to go back and see, it's like, somebody's having this kind of problem. But pretty much any problem that comes up on your board, you're going to be able to handle without coming to somebody else for support.
I hope so. That's my plan.
Mm-hmm. But and somebody who has modified their board enough, certainly your board is no vanilla board. It's pretty modified.
Yeah, this point, yes, very.
And, mine is that way as well. Of course, my thoughts have always been, modify cores as little as possible so that I can update it and I won't have to do all these merges or changes or something like that. If the team releases 3.2, I can just, switch to 3.2 and it's not going to affect the rest of my site, the rest of the mods, that sort of thing. Theory on this basically is that most mods can be installed and run without modifying much or any core code. And certainly with 3.0, that's a little bit easier than 2.0, but it does make updating a little bit easier, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that if, for example, if support for 3.0 was dropped, I wouldn't have any trouble, doing updates and modifying any core as I needed to on my own.
Mm.
Yep. Hey, that's an idea. I know you guys have talked about dropping 2.0s a lot. But here's a new idea. What if you guys try dropping support for 3.0, retire 3.0, and then keep doing 2.0 going?
You wish, Douglas.
So probably
this is a new idea.
Probably one of the major impacts that I see to the community as a whole, as opposed to me specifically, is there are some mod authors who don't have their own site, don't have the interest in setting up their own site or the capability of setting up their own site, and .com is one of the places where they can go either to ask for help in the mod writers area or to have people test and then ultimately use their mods once they're released. Once the announcement was made, I pretty much stopped doing any more posting in the mod development area because I figure anything that's put there it's ultimately going to be locked away. So I want to figure out what I'm going to do personally for my own stuff. But it would be interesting. And, of course, there's the PHPBB hack site for that as well. But that's probably the biggest impact I see is for some of those authors that don't have the capability or interest in running their own site. What's going to be the next primary area for them to do their stuff. And maybe it's the hack site. Maybe it's something that doesn't even exist yet that somebody else is going to try to start.
HPPT2support.com.
Yeah, somebody has that site and they're not doing anything with it right now. I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
It's not me. It's not me. Look on the Whois. It's not me.
Here's a hint. Look it up on Whois, and then you can tell who's got it.
Yeah.
We'll tell right away. You will know instantly who has it.
And it's not me.
And there's actually a couple of other sites that I've noticed cropping up in folks' signatures. They escape me at the moment, but there's one, I think it was maybe like PHPBB users or something like that. Somebody's just started. I imagine there's probably going to be, roughly speaking, 50 of these sites start and maybe two of them survive. That's about par for the course for, either people's technical ability or attention span or ability to attract a community seems to go.
Mm-hmm. Or it's like what they might want to do is, I can see people thinking, oh, hey, support's going to be dropped for 2.0, so I'm going to start a board where we'll have support for 2.0. But unfortunately, they don't know enough about 2.0 to actually support anybody running it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a challenge.
That's the truth.
There's people like you and your doctor site that, that still run 2.0 and you're going to be running 2.0 for quite a while. Now, let's see, but you've got more than one PHP 2 board, don't you?
Yeah, I either manage or co-administer quite a few.
Okay.
The biggest board is not going to be of any interest to anybody, so I don't think it's probably worth putting out a link.
Yeah, that's Bob, right?
That's the nickname of the board is Bob. Yes. We just went over 400,000 posts, and we're over 30,000 users, and the board is starting its seventh year. So it's been around on version 2 for quite a while, and during all that time, it's become more and more divergent from the core code. So that's the reason why it will be staying on version 2.
Mm-hmm. 7 years, that's quite a while.
It's been very rewarding. It's how I got into PHPBB to begin with, and I am so happy that I made that choice, and it's just been a real thrill to have a community like that and see it grow and remain successful. And that's part of why we won't be converting over to version 3 right away, is to get all of the functionality that we have now will require me to either rewrite or rework some of the features that we currently have. And in order to do that, I need to learn version 3. And in order to do that, I need to have time. And so it comes back to that. But I have that one. I have some other boards that I host for people, typically clients that I've done work for, because it's easier for me to do the work for them when I know where their site is hosted. Mm-hmm. And the doctor site was originally, I had grand plans for it, that was my elevator presentation to David and Francis. Most of that has been probably indefinitely postponed or canceled, but I will still be opening it up to support my mods and so on when the .com stuff, the version 2 boards on .com are retired.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll still be running version 2.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on from there. I know we've been covering that topic for a while.
Dave, we appreciate your insight.
Yeah,
it's good to
fantastic. Certainly from a veteran standpoint, Dave is certainly a veteran. Now, I did have one question though.
Go ahead.
Before we move on for Dave, 7 years. So that would put it back in 2001. But I thought PHPBB2 was released in 2002. Were you running PHPBB
RCs for PHPBB2?
No.
Yeah,
for RC.
We started in the middle of 2002. So if my math is correct, we're starting our seventh year.
Oh yeah, so six years. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I started
not quite as
on
old as Patrick. Then Patrick was running was doing this thing back when PHPBB1.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. No, I started with 2.0.1 and have upgraded from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I see from the chat room, David, you were talking about you might actually start up a mod support area on your website when the PHP BB2 mod area is closed down. And so I'll definitely be keeping an eye out for any reliable places to get PHP BB2 support and mod support after PHPBB.com goes by the wayside. So
I'm not actually in the chat room, so I don't know what somebody posted in there. What did they say?
Nothing really. That's David. Dave Rathbun. So
yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. So
we'll keep
yeah.
an eye on it. I'll keep an eye open, David. So hopefully we'll have him back on a few times. So. Dave. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Habit. I'm not used to calling Dave.
You have to either call him Dave Rathbun I think you're talking to me.
It's habit. I say all my stuff to you on this show, David.
That's all right.
All right. By the way, Dave, thanks for giving us some insight. Unannounced, but it was certainly very interesting. For David, I know it's time once again for our weekly Londonvasion update. Actually, I think we should have a jingle for that. Every week we do this, just London.
Every time we do the Londonvasion update. Do a little sound clip that's like, ding, 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 here's the Londonvasion update.
I might just edit one in here right now. Yeah. Londonvasion update time. David.
You know, like they do yours. The top, you know how they do on David Letterman, the top 10 thing, that sort of thing. That would be funny. Okay,
I told you this earlier, David, that I found a great theme song for when we do our Londonvasion thing.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't think I heard it, unless it was Coldplay.
It was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Awesome one about London. It's spooky. Okay. It's scary. It's spooky, and that's probably what you're going to look like when you're dealing with a jet lag from the 8-hour time difference.
Yeah, I plan on arriving Friday morning, or Friday about noon. Mm-hmm. Dave, what time are you arriving?
Friday morning, like about 10 o'clock, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'll have a day for sleeping.
So, and I don't remember if I said this on the last week's podcast, but we just found out we're going to be on the same flight as WG Eric going into London.
Oh, wow.
So that was
– were you guys like having a connecting flight? Because he's coming from Utah.
Yeah, because he's going from Salt Lake City to Utah.
Salt Lake City, Utah
to Denver, and we're going from Spokane, Washington, to Denver, and then we're connecting on the same flight. Now,
Salt Lake to Denver, that's got to be a short flight.
That is pretty short.
It's like shorter than from here to – from San Francisco to Los Angeles for me.
It's probably pretty similar. But so we're – Francis and I have about a 4-hour layover in Denver.
Wow.
Eric has about a 1-hour layover, so then we connect on Denver.
Denver's a nice airport. I had a layover there back in 2004, which turned into a massive delay that resulted in us being there for like 9 hours. But
See, Dave is fortunate.
You can ride the train.
Dave is fortunate. He lives right next to DFW, one of the largest airports in the
world. Dallas-Fort Worth, yeah.
Yeah,
Denver's flight. It's got a train. It's got a train that goes underground. Train that goes between the different concourses, and it's got like little music jingles, which are very the corniest things you've ever heard. And
oh, you're talking about in Denver?
In Denver,
oh, yes.
And the light tunnels through those. You've been there?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So who has been to the Denver airport and hasn't ridden those?
Well, to get to some of those concourses, you have to. But those are fun. I haven't been there in 4 years, but that I don't fly enough, but. That's fun. So, yeah. Like the only airport – I fly between SFO and LAX all the time nowadays, but that's about it. So, and we lost David's connection. So let's get David back in here. Boy, we're just having a lot of fun with connections today. Thanks for bearing with us for those of you guys who are listening. Ah, oh, come on. Busy. Dave, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay.
If you can hear me.
So, what do you – while we're waiting for David, what's your lined up for London Invasion?
Well, I'm looking forward to the trip. I haven't been to London in about 12 years, so I couldn't schedule enough time off of work to really take too much advantage of it. But I think there's some folks coming in Friday. I think Neothermic and Marshall Rusty are maybe going to try to capture some of the team members and take us on a tour. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
There you go. And I'm told from David, you guys have team meetings on Saturday. What the heck?
There went David.
I think it says redirected to voicemail. I didn't know David had a voicemail on Skype.
Yeah, there's some.
David's having a weird response. There we go.
Wow, that was strange.
David, I've never seen Skype give me those kinds of responses.
Wow.
Dave, okay. Tell me what he's got planned for a London invasion.
All right. Dave, what do you have?
He said he's doing a tour in London with Neothermic the day he got there.
Oh, okay. Dave, when are you leaving London?
I'm leaving Monday morning. I couldn't really arrange to get too much time off of work. But Neo said he wanted to use some of my lenses, so I have to bring some lenses and let him take some pictures with them.
He said, let me use the D200 because Neo has a D80. Oh, well.
Dave, I'm getting new lenses these out. You know, make a little extra dough.
Yeah. In fact, while you were talking with Patrick, I was actually talking with Dave about lenses. I'm trying to get new lenses for my Nikon D200.
Mm-hmm.
And before London invasion happens, of course.
Yes, indeed.
But we plan on staying until Wednesday morning. We leave Wednesday morning.
You're going to have fun there like you did in Vancouver.
Yeah, why not? You know, taking that time to go all the way to London, no sense in going there and just coming back.
Well, I've not been there at all. I'd like to go sometime. Maybe when I'm in college I can get like a study abroad program in London or something. That'd be fun. I used to have a friend a couple years ago in London who developed software. And he's still developing, but I haven't spoken with him in a long time. I'd like to. Actually, so. And we lost David's connection again. This is fun. This is a lot of fun. David is having connection problems.
That's what he gets for living out in the boonies. So Douglas, you are not making it to London Invasion. Do I remember reading that correctly?
Well, it kind of cost quite a bit. No one was willing to buy a round trip flight between San Francisco and London, and also allow me to stay in their room. Plus, I don't even know. I'm still kind of on the young side, so I don't know if I could, you know, get permission to go on the other side of the world with people I've never met in real life before.
That might be a problem, I understand.
Yeah, so I'm still trying to lobby the teams for San Franvasion. San Francisco.
Yeah, that would work.
There's some nice places here in San Francisco. I mean, you can't get better weather. It's the 70s here right now. Perfect weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try David again. So, yeah, so that's just my ongoing quest for local power, and David's ongoing quest to try to stick around in Skype.
I have a theory that it's not my internet, because otherwise my IRC client would have kicked off. It does that the moment I lose internet.
It's Skype.
Yeah.
But it's not mine, because I'm still on IRC, too.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
All right, so you get there on Friday. You have some fun touring and probably catch up on your sleep. And Saturday, I'm told, David, you all have team meetings in real life this time.
Yes, real life.
For the first time.
That will be fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
And I'm sure, Dave, are you sightseeing on Friday, Saturday, and then Monday? No, you're leaving Monday morning. So Friday and Saturday, I'm guessing, is your day to sightsee.
Whatever we do Friday, and then whatever is left over on Saturday after the meetings, yeah. And I figure I'll sleep when I get home.
David,
that would
be
interesting.
Can you send me some English muffins, perhaps?
Maybe some English tea. They love to drink tea there.
Yeah, they do. I don't.
Neothermic has promised me some kind of tea contraption, you know, whatever concoction thingy.
I actually tried Chinese tea. That's interesting stuff. We went to like a tea house. They had to show us like the way to drink the tea. What kind of teas you have to slurp, and which ones you don't. So.
All right. Well, let's
all our world travels. This is just have a podcast. We all talk about world travels. Forget PHP. Yeah.
So the Londonvasion counter is up. That shows the countdown to Londonvasion. Currently, 14 days, 14 hours, 42 minutes, and 48 seconds.
Who developed that?
Well, no. This is the same counter we use for when gold release.
I had a feeling
was going to be released. But. Modified, of course, for Londonvasion. And thanks to Eric for finding that. Yuri has been looking for this counter for a long time, but nobody's found it. I'm not sure why. But they finally did find it.
Good.
And put it up. So
no, I'd love to get a counter for that to put on the top of our PHP BP Weekly website, because I don't know if we have like an official title or something like that, but we're like gonna be like the big media coverage for Londonvasion while we're there. Heck, we've been covering it more than any other media outlet leading up to this thing.
So Douglas and I are trying to decide on a presentation that we'll do during the Londonvasion, because we thought, you know, if we're doing
or something else that we're going to do.
Yeah, if we're going to do a live podcast, we need to do a presentation, because it's got to be extremely interesting to everybody there live as well as everybody over
here on Talkshoe. We are going to be doing our normal episode on – it's actually just 2 weeks away, which is amazing. In 2 weeks on the 19th, you'll be in – David, you'll be in London. Our normal PHP BB Weekly episode, everything's going to be pre-Londonvasion, and you'll probably be able to score some team members to come on our live show in 2 weeks. It's our regularly scheduled one.
Right, yeah. It'll be exciting. That should be pretty easy having – so many members there. I think 26 have confirmed, 25, 26, something like that.
Out of how many team members are there total?
48, I think.
It's about half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not too bad. I mean, think about this. You know, at Joomla Day, we only had about 4 or 5 out of
Joomla
50.
Day wasn't a team thing, so it's not like an official PHP BB type thing. But
well, true, yeah. But
so... ever since we first found out about Londonvasion back at the very beginning of April, we wanted to do some kind of a live thing at Londonvasion that we could have Talkshoe and the folks down at Londonvasion interested in. And my idea, after the schedule came out a few weeks ago, we talked about the schedule. My idea was going to be, what if we could, you know, figure out how to hook it with the thing where they're doing like a question and answer thing, that
the round table
towards the end. Because right now we're still, I mean, nothing is set in stone yet. I have it tentatively scheduled for 4 p.m. London time, which is like an hour earlier than we do our regular PHP BB Weekly. It's obviously it'll be on Sunday morning. Which is like really early for me here in San Francisco, but not too bad.
But, better than me trying to have you do it around 1 o'clock. Hey, you want to do it around 1 o'clock London time? No, because that's like 4 or 5 in the morning for me.
I could do it, but it's not great. But I could, if it's needed, wake up that early. I did that once there was that 24 hour podcast that happened once. I'm trying to find the schedule. Here it is. So yeah, so we could actually use some feedback. Where's the schedule?
Where is the schedule?
It's disappeared.
It's still in the discussion
forum.
I'll find it. Okay, discussion forum.
So David, talk while I look for it.
Okay. Well, let's see. There's not a whole lot of updates to the schedule, but we did add a new presentation by one of the four members. Noth is going to be doing a presentation on converting from PHP 2 to PHP 3, some of the benefits he found in converting to 3.0 over 2.0. So that was kind of interesting coming from a perspective from a user. So currently it's our only user presentation, but I'm hoping that we might be able to get one or two more presentations in there. Currently, about each presentation about 45 minutes long, but that's the wrong form. We can still add more. That, as we stated before, that itinerary is schedule is subject to change. Mm-hmm. So, if we need to add something else, we can remove something around. And, you know, it's not set in absolute stone, but it kind of gives everybody a basic idea of how the day is going to go and many of the topics that are going to be discussed in London Vasion. Most of these have been agreed upon, so that's what's going to – actually, all of them have been agreed upon, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. But Yuri got sick a few weeks ago, and he was out for several weeks, and we didn't really know this, but Francis was like, you know what, the users really need a schedule, so he took the reins and was like, hey, let's get a schedule going, and so that's what we did. But unfortunately, that's why it took kind of a while to get the schedule posted.
So here's sort of what we would like to be able to do with PHP BB Weekly. I'd love to be there if I could. David's going to have to do it in my place, and I guess maybe try to get Francis to help him out. We'd like to be able to do – we have the episode we're doing in 2 weeks. It's actually going to be our next live episode. Next week we're not going to be live. We're going to do a pre-recorded one once again just due to various reasons. So 2 weeks, our next live episode will be live the day before London Invasion. Hopefully get a lot of team members on. We wanted to do a live episode sometime on the Sunday of London Invasion. And also, David, I thought you said you kind of had ambitions of possibly recording the entire London Invasion on audio.
Yeah, I think, we do plan on recording everything on video. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. But it would only make sense to get a high-quality recording of audio to go with it, because, sucks to just take audio from the cameras. I've done that before, and that's okay, but it's not great. It's not even very good. So I certainly will make sure that the entire thing is recorded via audio, regardless of whether in my computer, somebody else's computer, it doesn't really matter. But I want to get the whole audio, and then what we can do is take clips or highlights from the London Invasion and put that on like the next week podcast or the midweek podcast or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to take clips or highlights. I want you to stick like a special episode during the week, in between during the week, just highlights from whatever David sends me for London Invasion. So he'll like send me whatever he recorded, and I actually might set up like a space. I might just sign up for a free trial of Mobile Me or something so we can have something to put it. And while he's going and doing sightseeing for the rest of the week in London, I'm going to be at home listening to stuff, editing stuff, trying to get something kicked out and open, and then, of course, we'll have a wrap-up episode. And an idea I had yesterday was I was thinking of back when we were at the last – I was at the last WordCamp. Someone actually came up with the idea of putting together sort of an unofficial blog of the event, and they actually live-blogged the event there with pictures and stuff. It's sort of a summary of every single session.
And what was this of?
This was when I was at the last year's WordCamp.
Okay, they did that to Macworld this year.
Yeah.
And that's what I was following, a live blog and sort of what everybody was going through. And they had screenshots happening about every minute or so.
So I don't know if you guys have come up with that idea yet or not, but I was thinking perhaps I could set up a live blog and sort of like open up some access to whoever at the team is going to be like taking pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know Adam, who is sort of our media guy, he works at Best Buy, so he's got, as far as media and stuff goes, he's kind of the guy. And I know he's going to be doing a lot of things with video, so I'm kind of anxious to see what he's got going on, because it might mean that I have to do less, which it will be a good thing, because I don't want to take some, I don't want to have to do audio and video and podcasting and all this other stuff. And
I know, slave. If I was there, I'd be doing all this work. I wouldn't be enjoying the conference. I'd be there working on this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm always like that too. So I don't want to get too carried away.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, we're just really trying to be able to put together a great coverage for those of you who can't go to London I think you said that you didn't have as many people sign up for Lend Invasion as you were hoping.
According to Brad Baker with Joomla, he said everybody signs up about a week or two in advance.
Yeah.
But he's like, we get most of our signups right the week before. So I'm like, okay. But there's still quite a few spots open, so nobody has to worry about it being overcrowded. But it also, you know, and if people say, oh, well, do you not have enough and isn't that going to happen? No, it absolutely is going to happen whether or not a single user is going to show up. But we do have users showing up. We do have a good number of users showing up.
We've got 26 members, team members showing up at the very least. They can.
We're our own
crowd. They're going to preach to the choir if they have to.
Yeah, but so it's going to happen regardless. But there are still some seats, and so anybody in London or in Europe who's still thinking about it, now would be a great time to go ahead and book that. Try and get some time off your work. And I know there have been some people who are like, oh, I don't think I can get time off my work, blah, blah, blah. Well, go ask your boss and find out, because likely he might let you. And they did for a lot of us. A lot of the team members, we went and asked them and said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead and do it. So we were able to get our time off work. So you can still do that.
Awesome.
For a couple people in the U.S., I just found out that prices did drop on the airlines again.
Wow.
For them, yeah. Unfortunately, for a couple of the people who posted that, it didn't drop enough for them to be able to afford still an airline ticket between wherever they were and London, but it did drop enough for them to notice.
With fuel prices, airlines are just going so far under. They should just go back to what they did before airlines. Take a steamship over there.
That might take a while.
Yes. If you're taking a steamship to Lend Invasion, you might be getting on within the next day or two.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be fun. Take a cruise to Lend Invasion.
Yeah, right. That'll I don't even – a lot. I'm sure they have those going, but you don't really hear about them.
Whatever. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's pretty much our Lend Invasion update. We're going to be – whatever we end up doing, because we have a whole bunch of ideas right now, we're floating around. David and I, particularly in terms of what we want to do with PHP BB Weekly, we're going to definitely be trying to be like a major center of coverage for Lend Invasion, partly in order to keep you guys informed, and partly because this is my way of pretending to be there.
Pseudo being there.
If I was there, for all we know, we might not do anything. we would. But keep an eye on our blog on phpbbweekly.net. I'm going to be trying to keep that very up to date with what we're going to be doing with phpbbweekly.
And also watch the forums, because we will want to be taking suggestions from users on, you know, some of the things that you'd like to see us do. Or even a presentation that you'd like us to make, because I don't think that we've just firmly decided on a presentation to do, which we'll want to do, I think.
This is the last time David's going to be calling in to talk to you before he calls in from London in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Next week we're doing an episode. I'm going to be down in Los Angeles at a hotel at a weird time, so that's why we're going to be doing that. We'll try to get it out kind of early, but... and keep you up to date with whatever we're deciding. But right now, we just have ideas flowing places. We're waiting for responses from the PHP BB teams. But we're going to be having something great planned, whatever we're able to do.
Draftbun said he is intending to do a semi-live blog from Lend Invasion, he just told me.
Okay.
And he said he was unmuting to say that when he got dropped from the call.
He got dropped too?
Yeah, he did. We've had a lot of problems with Skype today. But anyway, so yeah, there's going to be media coverage between the podcast, the video, audio, Drethbun's live blog. We should have a good amount of coverage of
London Vision.
Let's see. People started to receive their birdies, by the way. Did you notice? I'm not sure if you've been watching that topic, but people have started to receive their 3.0 birdies, and they've been posting pictures of them.
Better things to do with my life.
I have to say, the pictures of the birdies that they're showing are probably some of the funniest things that you'll see people taking pictures of teddy bear's doing. It's just hilarious.
Okay,
so,
send me links. We'll put them up, but I won't look at them.
I finally ordered my birdie and hope to get it before Land Invasion. John SHS said that if people get their orders in, that he might be able to get they might be able to receive them before Land Invasion. So I'm hoping that will happen.
That's what you need on the Land Invasion schedule: a birdie fashion show.
We need a
do that during the lunch break.
We need a birdie mascot, and I was going to do it, but that's going to be a little hard and trying to do everything else at once.
Yeah, make Francis do it.
Make Francis do it. Yeah, yeah.
I hope he's not listening right now.
He's not.
Good. Let me for that. Okay, let's finally get to the mod and style of the week, because we were all right. That's a long London Invasion update. Doing some PHP BB2 mods and styles of the week once again. It's been a long time since I did one, and with the fate of the mod database and the soon-to-be styles database, I don't know if we'll be doing them much anymore. So we're doing a lot more PHP BB3 stuff, but with so much focus on PHP BB2 this episode, I had to pull out one more set of PHP BB2 mods and styles. The mod is called Visual Confirmation on New Posters by Thowell, and this is one of those anti-spam mods. It works with and what it does is you have a new someone who recently signed up and is just writing their first few posts. This adds the visual confirmation box, system, whatever you call it, to the posting form for those new posters. And there's a setting for the administrator to set how many posts the member has before this thing is deactivated. But it's sort of a way, so if you have like a spam bot that somehow is able to register a new user, you can put something up that sort of tries to help stop them from making their first few posts until it's able to get past that. It works with the built-in visual confirmation box on PHP BB2, as well as four other visual confirmation add-on mods that are available for PHP BB2. And that is the way it works. And so for those of you trying to figure out how to stop those deluge of spam bots that you've been having, this is a recommended mod, Visual Confirmation on New Posters by Thowell. And the PHP BB2 style of the week, and I'm so excited, David, this is the first time in over a year that I have picked a style from the phpbb.com styles database. It's not a PHP BB3 style, but it's from the database because I could actually look at it, which is great. It's called Submerged by Red Hair, and it really has nothing to do with...
I love this style.
This is cool. The idea is supposed to be based on like an underwater style. It's sort of done in like a portal format. So you've got two sidebars and the styles in the form listings in the middle. But it's kind of cool how he has it divided. It sort of doesn't even look like you have the traditional sub-silver layout. It sort of has the categories and the forums sort of in a fluid form. It'd be easier to see if the PHP BB2 style demo showed more than one forum in it, so that would be my suggestion for them to do. But it's really nice. If you've got a very recent web browser, you can sort of see some of the ways they've done the fluid login boxes and the things like that, and the search boxes. It's also got a nice little cool-looking animation on the upper left that makes it look like sort of flowing, so to speak. But this is a really, really cool style for PHP BB2.
It's certainly one of my favorites, and actually this has been developed for PHP BB3 as well.
I would be surprised.
I think I actually had this on Star Trek Guide for a short time back when it was first developed, and just trying to see how it looked, and it was I really like this because the reason I do is because he really went he really did a lot to ensure that it was unique.
Yeah.
You know, that it was not. It was not like any other style, or you look at this and you go, that is unique. There is nothing like it. It doesn't resemble anything. When you go see this, you don't go, well, I mean, unless you knew that Submerged was for PHP, this is one of those styles where you go, you wouldn't, when you just look at it, you wouldn't know that it's PHBBB. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a good thing because it that shows you how unique it is.
Yeah. And it's a I would say this is a perfect style for anyone that runs a Finding Nemo's fan club board.
Yeah.
I always have to come
up with
little,
do with anything regarding the sea, pretty much.
I always have to come up with a little random, very specific advertising pitches for these things.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So, yeah, that's now the style demo is up. You can actually see what it wonderfully looks like. And so that's submerged by red hair for PHPBB2 and apparently for PHPBB3 somewhere.
Yes, it's for PHPBB3 as well. Yeah.
That's what
you can do
for
a search. Yeah, you could do a search on that and find it. Yeah. But
okay. So wrapping up our episode, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes for this show, everything we've linked to, including all those weird birdie photos that Dave was going to send me the link to, I presume, and all of our other episodes, and also updates on anything we have planned for Londonvasion. And we'd also we'll be probably posting quite a few topics for feedback and other comments and discussion about Londonvasion on our forum at StarTrekGuide.com. You'll see it down near the bottom. It says PHP BB Weekly. Our next episode, our next live episode, will be number 71 in 2 weeks on July 19th at our usual time of noon Eastern time, 4 o'clock UTC time, and 5 o'clock London time, as a reminder to David, who will be calling in from London the day before Londonvasion. And that'll be definitely an interesting episode after you guys finish your team meetings.
Yes, it will, certainly.
And so be sure to join us for that, because whether or not we do a Londonvasion special the following day, the day before episode should be a lot of fun, give us a great preview at what's coming up with Londonvasion, and that's the only thing we're going to talk about that day, unless anything else exciting comes up. Who knows? And, of course, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great, awesome, wonderful, indubitably wonderful, I'm running out of adjectives, technology podcast, let's go to techpodcasts.com. Thanks, as always, to the guests that showed up today, Dave Rathbun, for his insight on PHP BB2, as well as Patrick O'Keefe towards the beginning telling us about the phpbbhacks.com idle. If you have any phpbb3 mods or styles that you have available, head over there and you could win some great prizes for all we know, if you're popular enough. We'll be keeping an eye on that on the show as well. And so that wraps it up for this episode. I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And we will see you all in a few weeks. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.